Did Washington lawmakers fully fund schools this year? That was the question before the state Supreme Court today. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
This year, the Washington legislature passed a new state property tax to shift the burden of school funding off local levies. Tom Ahern is a lawyer for the coalition that sued the state back in 2007. He told the justices the plan falls short.
The state has not demonstrated, not shown, that the budget they passed does what this court required. By September 1 of 2018, they're amply funding all the full implementation of all 10 components.
The lawyer for the state, Alan Copsey, countered that the plan does fully fund schools, just not by 2018, as the Supreme Court required.
What the legislature is saying is that we are doing it all. We've enacted the legislation to do it all, but it takes 2 years to phase it in.
The state of Washington has been in contempt of court since 2015. The Supreme Court must now decide if the state has complied or if lawmakers need to come back next year and finish the job. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.